The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
How to build wealth with a self-directed IRA. What has changed over the past few years? Why should you invest in hard assets inside of a self-directed IRA versus outside of a self-directed IRA? And how can you protect yourself against the volatility of the stock market if you're, you know, investing in traditional 401k plans, et cetera? Can you roll this over into a self-direction? So we're going to try to answer all of those questions today. Really like to dive into self-direction every year or so here on the show because it's such a powerful wealth-building tool. And the guest we have today is the CEO of Lear Capital. It's Kevin DeMeritt. And they know a thing or two about setting up self-directed accounts, just like we do at Morris Invest, helping people get up and running with a self-directed account that can invest, of course, in real estate, in precious metals, silver, gold, actual physical, tangible assets. And that's what we're talking about today. So Kevin is a great educator as well, and his company is really focused on education like we are at Morris Invest. So Kevin, great to have you here on the show to talk some self-direction today.
Yeah, great to be back. Thanks for having me.
So let's first start with the ground rules here and what exactly is a self-directed IRA? We are, you know, approaching, we're heading into 2024 now. Some things have changed post-pandemic. There were some loosening of things, then tightening of things. So give our audience just a high-level understanding of what a self-directed IRA is.
Okay, so if someone has a traditional IRA at one of the brokerage houses, you're kind of limited to what you invest in by what they're offering. So if you wanted to place precious metals or a promissory note or a piece of real estate into your IRA, it's next to impossible with those types of IRAs. So a lot of people will move some portion over to a self-directed IRA so that they can hold real estate, so that they can hold physical precious metals and other types of alternative investments that the brokerage houses just won't allow. If you're talking about a 401k, your options are even more limited because it's picking what you would like to invest in every quarter or every 6 months based on what their options are. So self-directed IRAs basically just open up the floodgate, if that's a word, right, to allow people to have so many different alternatives for their self-directed IRAs.
Now, the real secret here, too, is that Wall Street really doesn't want you to have a self-directed account, right? Can you talk about why there's a lot of pushback on Wall Street for you owning your own account that you control, sort of checkbook control of your own retirement?
I think the biggest is because, you know, their 1% management fee or their commissions based on, you know, that retirement plan have left, and you save that when you're in a self-directed IRA. It's whatever your fee is, which is, you know, $125 to $75, somewhere around there for a self-directed IRA per year. Well, if you have $100,000 or a couple of $100,000 in your IRA, that 1% or 0.75% management fee, they're losing. It's gone. You save it. So that would be the biggest reason I think the brokerage houses don't want to lose the money under management.
Well, one of my experiences I'll just share with the audience, and you can chime in on this, was when I, many years ago, worked at Fox News Corporation, and I had a lot of money in my 401k plan. I asked them, am I allowed to, you know, use this in order to purchase real estate? Because I'd like to self-direct this. I'd like to be able to utilize this money. Do you at Fidelity have the option for me to buy real estate? And of course, they lied to me on the phone. And they told me, yes, you can invest in real estate. I said, oh, great. So if I identified a property that I wanted to invest in, it's cash flowing, it's new construction, et cetera, I can use my 401k to purchase this? And they said, oh, well, no. You can invest in some real estate REITs if you want, which we don't encourage, you know, but you can use it to invest in that. Oh, so then it's really not self-direct. I can't control this at all. And if I want to pull this out, I won't be able to do that. So they really go to great lengths to lie to you about what types of investments you can use this, use your retirement funds for. No.
Oh yeah, sure. They want to make it sound as enticing as humanly possible because they love to have your money, especially when you're investing in a 401k or a pension plan in a company. If everyone remembers the Enron debacle, you know, years ago, a couple of decades ago, those people lost everything. They lost everything in their pension, everything in the 401k, because the company had the ability to borrow out of that 401k or out of those pensions. So there's some other risks that people need to understand, you know, when those companies are enticing them with, hey, look, I'll match a portion of your savings that you're placing in. And those are great programs. Look, I have not, you know, I think people should do them. It's when you leave, when you retire, if the company gets purchased, those are opportunities for you to be able to transfer that into a self-directed IRA or a different IRA so that you have protection against the company doing something with your money as well. So we want to make sure that we protect against that.
No, that's a great point. And I think we always talk about that here on the show, which is making sure that people, you know, I'm all for, if you get a company match with your 401k and you get up to 6% or whatever it is, great. You know, I'm not a financial advisor. I can't tell you what to do, but by all means, you know, if they're giving you 6%, fine, you know, and maybe you put in up to 6%. So you kind of equal the match and then you take advantage of that. That's great. And then, but a couple of things to say on that, very, you know, very importantly, is very often those matching funds are stocks that they've selected and or stocks in the own company that you work for. So say you work for Ford or some other company, you might be getting 6% match of company funds. Maybe your company's not great. So maybe you don't want your retirement tied to the company you work for, right? So that's a big piece of this, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that was exactly what was happening with Enron. They put it into their own stock. So if you didn't lose the money because they borrowed some money, then when it went bankrupt, you just lost what was in there because they were buying their own stock.
Yeah.
So again, some risk to think about. And you want to have that optionality. That's why I think a lot of people, especially now with all the money printing that's going on and so forth, people are looking for alternative investments to make sure that they can protect against inflation, falling dollar, what have you.
Right. So, okay. So that's the 401k piece of this. Now, to your point about leaving. So let's say you leave your company and now that money's sitting there. So you have an old 401k, you have an old IRA that's just sitting there. That's what happened to me at a job many moons ago. It was like $23,000 that was just sitting there. And I left and I didn't know, at the time I wasn't financially educated and I frankly didn't know what to do with it. So it just sat there and then it wasn't growing at all. For years, it sat there collecting dust and it was the same amount. Like it wasn't going up at all and it, you know, wasn't going down at all either, but it just sat there stagnant. So now if I have those funds, how exactly do I go about then rolling that into a self-directed account that I can control and start making some of these investments that we're talking about?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's a very easy process. So it's basically just filling out some paperwork that takes about 5 or 7 minutes, and you send that over to the self-directed IRA of your choice. And then that money is transferred through your existing 401k IRA to the self-directed IRA. So you can either transfer the whole amount or you can transfer any portion that you would like. Once it's in that self-directed IRA, then you know, the world's your oyster. You can invest in just about anything that you can think of in those self-directed IRAs. So it's a very easy process. And if you have those two custodians transferring the money, then you don't have to worry about any tax ramifications because they'll get the money transferred without getting it outside of the system. Where you may have to have a penalty or something happens because you've held the money for longer than 60 days. So always use the two custodians to transfer the money to make sure that you don't have any of those penalties or tax implications.
So let's talk about the benefits of now having your wealth grow tax-free inside of this account if you're doing it this way. So let's take real estate as an example, right? So the cash flow, so let's say I purchase a property inside. We work with a lot of clients, of course, that use the self-direction in order to purchase properties. And they'll even use financing as a piece of this. So they don't fully have to use the account. They can use a portion of it as a down payment and then have financing for the rest of it. So there's lots of different Frankenstein ways of putting all of this together. And they can use multiple retirement accounts to do it. It's not, again, select just with the self-direction. So now this property is growing tax-free inside of this account because you're not touching it, right? So can you talk about how this grows tax-free and how that cash flow and everything goes into this account?
Yeah, that's a great point. Anything inside of the IRA is going to grow just like it would with any other IRA. So, that's going to any appreciation in the property and all of your rent payments or whatever, payments that you're getting are going to be within that IRA and going to be tax exempt until you actually sell that. Until you're 70 and a half, you have to take a required minimum distribution or you start taking minimum distributions prior to 70 and a half. So it works exactly the way that a traditional IRA works. There's no difference. And so in real estate, we have Wilshire Finance Partners. I know you have the physical properties and we have loans. So we have promissory notes in there. And as people get their interest payments, no taxes until they actually take the money out with the property. You can sell the piece of property. Your appreciation is going to be in there tax-free. The rents are going to be in there tax-free. You can just roll it right into the next property and keep stair-stepping up. So better than a 1031 exchange because you don't have to pay any taxes on it. You don't have to go look for another piece of property immediately within the time period that they make you look for another piece of property. So you have time to sit there and wait it out to try to find the piece of property or whatever investment that you're looking for.
Exactly. Now, there's also some downsides to it, which is you don't have access to this money, right? You can't touch this money until retirement. I mean, without penalty, you can take it out and get penalties, of course, for it. But the idea is that you're putting it in this self-directed retirement account. My wife and I both have properties inside of our self-directed accounts now that we don't touch. I mean, we can't, and everything, I should point out, everything is handled through the custodian. Everything is handled. So if there's a maintenance request or we have to pay any kind of taxes, or that all has to be paid by the custodian, right? Can you talk about
Correct.
That part of it? You can't touch any of this.
No, you can't touch any of it. There are a few rules. So at 59 and a half, prior to 59 and a half, if you take the money out, which you can, but there's going to be a 10% penalty prior to 59 and a half. After 59 and a half, you can take the money out and you're just going to pay taxes just like you would, normally. So at 70 and a half, then there's something called the required minimum distribution, which is very important, especially if you have real estate in there, because the government's going to require you to take some portion of that IRA money out of the IRA so that you can pay the tax on it and they can get their tax dollars. So that's where everything becomes tricky at right around 70 and a half. So you have to make sure that you have enough money in there for required minimum distribution each year. So sometimes real estate makes it a little bit different if you're actually holding the piece of real estate. Prior to that, hey, take the interest payments, pay your taxes, do whatever you need to do. Just need to have enough money in there to, pay all of that because you can't put additional money in over the limits each year, which it's a single person who's right around $14,000 now. So you just have to be careful of those rules.
Let's talk about the precious metal side of it. We talked about the real estate side of owning real estate inside of a self-direction. But of course, Lear Capital, your team, does precious metals and helping people get set up in that regard. Like Natalie and I are both precious metals investors and real estate investors. So to be able to hold both of those assets inside of these accounts is powerful. How would someone go about buying gold or silver? Am I buying gold bars and I'm having it? How is that handled? Am I sending off gold bars to a custodian? Because technically I can't touch it. So how does that actually work?
Yeah, so it is in physical metal. Basically, you transfer money over to the self-directed IRA, and then you would buy precious metals just like you would outside of an IRA, except for the custodian has to hold it so that the government knows that you have those metals within your IRA. So they're there physically. So if gold appreciates in the last couple of years here, maybe gold's gone from $1,200 all the way up to 19 and a quarter today. If you sold, you can wait for maybe a pullback, it can appreciate more. That appreciation is going to be in the IRA completely tax-free until you take it back out of the IRA. So you're holding the physical metal. You can also take physical possession of it at any time. Again, prior to 59 and a half, there's going to be the 10% penalty. But, you know, if the economy just came off the rails and you wanted to actually take the physical possession, you're able to do it through our IRA. A lot of IRAs, you're not. You have to sell the metal, get the cash, send the cash back over to us, and then we have to rebuy. So there's some, just make sure that the custodian you're doing business with gives you the option to take that physical possession.
Okay, great to know. Great to know. What custodian do you work with that would allow you to do that?
We work with Equity Trust, and the depository is a Delaware depository. So working with those two, you're allowed to take the physical possession.
Okay. Yeah, I know Equity Trust. That's who manages my account or is the custodian for my personal IRA. They're the, one of the big boys. So that's good to know. That's good to know. Let's just talk about gold for a second here and silver. I mean, we're seeing all of these central banks around the world now as they're moving away from the U.S. dollar. We've gotten some news over the past couple of weeks that you've seen Saudi Arabia dropping a huge amount of U.S. treasuries, China dumping U.S. treasuries, the largest dumping of U.S. treasuries in 14 years, Japan dumping U.S. treasuries. And just so our audience understands this, U.S. treasuries, of course, are the fuel for the American government, right? I mean, we sell U.S. treasury bonds. I remember my grandmother telling me U.S. treasuries are the safest investment, right? So you sell a U.S. treasury and then someone's trading money for that, and then you'll get it money back later with interest, you know, interest on that. So China will buy U.S. treasuries and then get paid back later with interest. Well, now China, Saudi Arabia, Japan dumping U.S. treasuries, and they're stocking up on gold and they're stocking up on precious metals. So we're seeing a huge shift, a lot, the likes of which we haven't seen in nearly 20 years. What do you see on your side?
Yeah, the central banks last year had a record amount of gold purchases. So they purchased a quarter of all of the gold mined for the year, which we haven't seen that since the beginning of the 1970s. So there was a huge shift from selling precious metals 10 years ago to accumulating now. The first quarter of this year, the report just came out last week, that they're on pace for even a higher record for the first quarter. So the central banks have not let up. They are accumulating gold at a record pace. These are not day traders. They're not hedge funds. They're not buy today, sell tomorrow. Typically, when they purchase, they hold for 10, 15, 20 years. So in my business, we look at those central banks as critical to the demand side of the equation on what's happening with the gold price. What we project in the future is what's going to happen in the gold price, because they purchase it, they hold it. We know that's not coming back on the market. So any increase in demand on that additional fixed supply out there is going to move up the prices substantially. And I think that's why you have Bank of America and some of the others out there calling for gold in the $2,700 to $3,200 range, because they see the central banks purchasing. But Clayton, you brought up, you know, the country selling these treasury bills. Today, Janet Yellen came out, this is on Yahoo Finance, and says Americans should anticipate a decline in the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. The U.S. dollar saw an 8% decline in its share of global reserves in 2022. 8% doesn't sound like a lot. It's a huge amount. When you have other countries reducing trade by 8% using the U.S. dollar, it's big news. And I always look for tipping points. Where's the tipping point? The BRICS nations are trying to get a new currency to compete against the U.S. dollar. It's getting an extremely warm welcome from Saudi Arabia and other countries out there that want to join. And if this 8% turns into 20% next year, then the U.S. dollar, in my opinion, is doomed. It's on the path of no more central bank or no more world currency reserve status for the U.S. dollar.
It's an unbelievable admission from the Treasury Secretary to say that, you know, that we're, what you're watching now is U.S. dollar dominance in decline. And, you know, hopefully when people watch this show and they hear us talking about this, moving into hard assets like precious metals and real estate, that it's a wake up call for people. It's not, you know, it's wealth growth, right? Obviously we see this on the real estate side, and we've seen this on gold and silver as well. So wealth increasing, prices going up, appreciation happening in real estate. But to me, it's owning real assets versus debt, which is what the U.S. dollar is based on. It's based on debt, and it's $33 trillion in debt with $1 trillion interest payments on that debt. Now, that's not sustainable.
No. And by 2033, they're expecting $1.5 trillion in interest payments. Okay. So look, that's the budget office telling us it's going to be $1.5 trillion. That's like my contractor telling me I'm going to build a house for $1 million and take a year. It's going to be $1.5 million and take 2 years. They never get this right. They're never conservative and say it's 1.5 and it comes back at 1.2. If they say it's 1.5, it's going to be $2 trillion. They told us that the budget deficit this year was going to be $1.2 trillion and we're at 1.5 right now. It looks like we'll probably hit $2 trillion. So they mess up these budget forecasts all the time. But your point about debt should be listened to carefully by your listeners, because real estate and precious metals have a very, there's a high correlation between the amount of money printed and real estate prices and precious metals. So I'll give you some sort of an idea. In 2007, there was $9 trillion worth of U.S. debt. We're at $33 trillion today. Let's call it a 300% basically increase in the debt. That's about a 15% increase per year. If you look at the value of gold, it was $650 an ounce. We're at $1,950 today. Let's call it 300%. I'm happy with 12 or 15% on my money. The debt going up is about as predictable as death, taxes, and you should just add the third one in there, government money printing, because they're not going to stop. It's accelerating. And if it's accelerating, when you put an increase in demand on a fixed supply, prices go up. I can't make any more real estate. I can't mine any more gold faster than we are at this particular point. So all of that debt, all of that new money that's created is making the money that's out there worth less and the tangible assets worth more. I think we're in a fantastic position, because when the recession hits and they have to print more money, real estate and precious metals should be a fantastic opportunity for people.
Yeah, many economists predicting a slow slide into a global economic recession into 2024. So owning hard assets now, I think, is absolutely imperative. And I think you're right about, certainly on the gold mining side and mining side, talking to miners, getting a whole new mine set up can take upwards of 4 years to get, I mean, to start a new mine, get permits, open, get the facilities in place and open something. So the speed with which we could move in order to catch up to how quickly central banks are buying up all this gold is, it's like a snail's pace compared to what we need. And the same with housing. You know, developers can only build so many houses so quickly, and we have a housing crisis in the United States. We need about 5 to 6 million units, and it's a drop in the bucket if I go in and build 40 homes. It's, you know, we need millions. So there's just an incredible demand for this stuff.
That's right. And, you know, when you talk about recession, here was a couple of bankruptcies filed. This was out today as well. Bankruptcies filed are at the same level as 2008 crisis and the 2020 COVID crisis. So personal debt is near record levels. Credit card debt is at record levels. Late payments on vehicles are record pace. I mean, the consumer's getting tapped from all the free money. They're tapped out, not tapped. All that free money from COVID is gone. Now it's time to pay the piper, and there just is no money out there. So, you know, when I look at bankruptcies, usually that's a pretty good indicator of where the economy is going into the future. These people are getting prepared, that their business can't survive. You know, you look at COVID, they knew they couldn't survive, so they just filed for the bankruptcy. So people should pay attention to what's happening here for a recession, in my opinion, in 2024.
I think that's a great
point. Which means more government money printing.
Exactly, right? I mean, that's how they get their way out of this. And so you're right about that. I almost forgot about these bankruptcy numbers that came out over the past 24 hours, because Jerome Powell is looking for the soft landing, you know, approach right now, and he's not going to get it because bankruptcy is surging right now. So this is not going to be soft. This is not going to be gentle. This is going to be bloody and really, really sad. So I hope people pay attention to what we've been talking about here, and through self-direction, you know, wealth preservation right now, and converting some of those U.S. dollar assets into hard, tangible assets like real estate, gold, and silver as well. Kevin, how can people get in touch with you? We'll have a link in the description, but what's the best place that people can go and learn more about precious metals and getting set up with a self-directed account?
Yeah, so they can reach us at Lear Morris, so Lear, L-E-A-R, and Morris.com, or call us at 1-800-450-1008. That's 800-450-1008. And we have all the information on IRAs, the precious metals. We have a tipping report that goes into BRICS. It goes into the inflation, what we anticipate with recession and so on and so forth. And then for this program, because just love doing business with you, love educating people with you, we're going to give a $500 free account credit for anyone who calls. So you can use that to cover your IRA fees, which is around $225. You can use it for any shipping or insurance to have metals delivered to you or delivered to the IRA. So that will automatically go into your account and be available. So if people want to get a hold of us, that's available for them as well.
Wow, that's great. $500. Thank you so much for that for our viewers of this. So we'll have a link in the description. It's learmorris.com. And the 800 number will be there as well. So if anyone wants to jump on the phone, and you have to use that link to get the $500 bonus. Kevin, it's always great to see you. Thank you so much for bringing the very latest and what's happening on the self-direction front, as well as what's happening in the broader economy. Thanks. Thanks so much. Great seeing you.
You bet. Good seeing you too.
And thanks to all of you for subscribing and being a part of our great show here to help educate you becoming more financially intelligent. Until next time, everyone, go out there, take action, become an investor, become a real estate investor, become a precious metals investor, and protect your family's wealth by it with financial education. That's the number one way to do it. We'll see you next time, everyone.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.